This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to the USA Prepares. And we are delighted that you're in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central Time through 11 a.m. Central Time, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you would like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen 24/7 to this broadcast in an endless loop that is refreshed every day, except for the weekends, 605-562-4080, or 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Delighted to be broadcasting with Gwyneth Isaacs. She's live in Australia with us today. Good morning, Gwyneth. Gwyneth, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Thanks for being with us today. I know you're staying up late. You're on the other side of the world. And I really appreciate that. You know, Gwyneth, we were talking last week about the dental records and how dentists are forwarding our dental information onto the government databases so they can have more information about us. And it looks like there's just no end to what they are storing and tracking and want to have about us. And of course, royalty is extremely interested in genetics as well. So they're probably using this information for multiple purposes. One, to find us should we try to hide from them. Two, to see how well their evil plans are working to kill us off and cause diseases and see how diseases are being spread and so forth. Do you agree with that?
I would absolutely agree with that. And coincidentally, while I was waiting to go on air to keep myself awake, I was actually watching Bruce Almighty again. And you know, the DNA database is also mentioned in there. I think I mentioned last week about, you know, how the dental records were mentioned in that particular movie. Well, I just watched it again, and the DNA records were also identified, and that came out, I read an article about it a number of years ago about how they were actually taking everybody's DNA at birth. You know, and that was the real reason why they want the little blood sample from your baby at birth when you're in the hospital. And probably they take the mother's blood records at the same time. So, and it's like, and it actually did come out. Oh, I wish I could remember where that magazine article was, but it is actually kept on a database. So if they find any of your DNA anywhere near a crime scene, then you could be implicated in that crime scene, whether you actually did it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the fact
I was thinking
that DNA was there.
I was thinking about that. You know, a lot of us have trash service of one kind or another. If we have a job, We have a little waste paper basket near our little workstation, and we might blow our nose, or we might remove lipstick, you know, whatever. If we cut ourselves and we have a Band-Aid on that cut, and we just take that Band-Aid off, replace it, and put it in the trash, put another Band-Aid on, you know, all of these samples can be used as DNA. Yeah. And we're not thinking about it. And if we use a paper cup, if we go to a restaurant and we just throw out the cup, or if we use a paper cup at home and we throw it in the trash, and then we take the trash out on, you know, on Fridays or Mondays or whenever the trash pickup day is, there it goes. And so we are all doing this. As a matter of fact, Gwyneth, let me share something with you. One of the things that I decided to do, I'd been fed up with the public school system in our neck of the woods, and I thought it was substandard by a long, long margin. And our son decided that after being homeschooled all of his life, he wanted to try the public training camp. He wanted to be a freshman in the public training camp. So Mrs. Finelli and I said, sure. So we interviewed the principal, and we interviewed the teachers, and we interviewed the superintendent, and we decided, oh, we'll try it, see how it goes. And then I was invited, and Mrs. Finelli was, we were both invited to be part of a drug testing committee. There's something new. And I was resistant to this drug testing thing. And they said, well, you know, drugs are running rampant. And I said, okay, so do we have a problem with the drugs in the school? And they wouldn't answer me. But they were insistent. The superintendent and the principal were insistent upon having this drug testing program implemented.
Probably they'll get funding.
Mm, that's right.
There's funding attached to it, yeah.
Mm, that was my belief. And I mentioned that, you know, we hardly have enough money to have books in the classroom. As a matter of fact, they only had 6 books in one of the agriculture classes, and they didn't have enough books for the students, so they didn't even assign homework because they thought it would be unfair. Yes, they only had 6 books. And so instead of giving...
This is a rural district, right?
Yes, yeah. Extremely...
Agriculture lessons are kind of important.
Absolutely. So the whole high school had less than 200 students. The whole high school, not the class, not the graduating class, the whole school. So this drug testing thing was, you know, being pushed on the committee. Like, we need to have it. And I'd ask questions like, so. What actually is the problem? Is there a problem? And they could never answer that question. So I started asking questions like, all right, so what about, how does this work? Well, the numbers, the students are identified by numbers. Each student has a number. We pick the numbers at random. And then we call students into the front office, and we have them urinate in a cup. We pee in a cup, and we test right then and there while the student's waiting. And I said, okay, so what do you do when it tests positive? Oh, we send it off. Where? Well, we don't know. So you're going to send off a DNA sample someplace where you don't even know where it's going, and you're going to do that. Well, they couldn't answer that. And I said, well, I want to know where. And then I want to know what happens to that DNA sample, and where does it live, and how long does it live there? And who are these people? And how much does it cost to do that?
Well, you know, something occurred to me just then. Have these people heard of chains of evidence and habeas corpus?
Well, interesting you say that. So I said, well, I'd like more information. And the next thing I know, they were sending out these invitations to the meetings, you know, for this drug testing committee. And we stopped getting them. We stopped getting the invitations. What they did, these guys are so sneaky, but not all that clever. They changed the town that we lived in. So they had the right street, but the wrong town. So we never got these invitations. And I became curious as to why. And so we ended up at the last meeting last meeting. And because I found out about it, did some research,
so
found out about it.
So stuffed up your address?
Yes, sure. And we showed up, and so I had lots of questions, and I was a real problem. And I said, so hold it. My son is not yet 18.
Mm-hmm.
You will not test him for drugs without my presence.
Mm-hmm.
You will call me. He will not urinate in a cup without me watching every second of this process, including the destruction of the DNA evidence. And here's what they did.
Who else is going to be watching him pee in a cup?
Well, they had what they would do is they would call these numbers at random, which my son was called at least four times. And what they did was they selected, in my opinion, they selected the numbers of the students, the numbers that represented specific students that would test negatively. They did not want positive tests in their school because I think they were probably rewarded for not having drugs in the school. So they picked the best students for not testing positively for drugs. So, and then what I found out was several of the students who were friends with our son. I'm sorry, what was that, John? It looks like we just lost Gwyneth, but she'll be back. And let me continue with the discussion. So, several of the students who were friends with our son were tested for urine tested, and they tested negatively. So it appeared that there was no drug problem within this school system. But during the meeting, the final meeting for the vote, I said, so what happens when you have a positive? And they said, we send it off. And I said, what if it's a false positive test? So a child urinates in a cup. The test comes back positive right then and there. While a child is watching, it says positive. Now, what could happen? There are a lot of children on asthma-type medicine. There are all kinds of medicines that children are on, prescription medicines, bona fide medicines.
Yeah,
and
my question... ADHD for amphetamines.
Okay. And so there are plenty of bona fide reasons why children are on meds, and they could possibly test positively for this drug test. And then that student is forever marked, branded as a drug user. Let's talk about this when we come back. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. I'm Vin Finelli. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible.
Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about drug testing in schools and in my experience. So my concern was that these children would be branded for life with a false positive, and I wanted to do everything I could possibly do to stop it. And I said, I am against drug testing. I am for drug education. So let's drug educate before. We can do things like Scared Straight, and there are plenty of ways we can teach about drugs, and that's what we should do. The school system was against it, and obviously it was all about money. So,
yeah.
And by the way, I was the only parent who supervised the drug testing of a student. I was the only one, or Mrs. Finelli and I, we'd both show up. We would drop everything. They'd call us. We'd say, no, you have to call us. Our son is not going to pee in a cup, and he has instructions not to pee in a cup, and he will wait until we are there. No matter what, it's not going to happen. And so,
I'll bet your son got fewer invitations after that, after you put your foot down on that.
Well, here's what I had to do. I was so angry with this principal and the superintendent of schools, I decided they needed to be fired. And the only way I could do that was to run for school board office director. So I was brand new to the village here, and nobody really knew who I was. So I put an ad in the paper, and here's what the ad said. Fire the entire school board, one director at a time. Consider voting for Vincent Finelli, the only candidate who won't make your child urinate in a cup. And that was the advertisement that I put in the newspaper. I ended up with 1/8 of the votes. The guy who won was a convicted felon.
Oh, my.
He was, he was running for his old job as a director, school board director. And this was a, what I would consider a sloppy school board. And I remember going into the school board meeting and I said, so what do you think about this? Our son has been called into the office for drug testing 4 times. And you guys say it's random. I said, that is not statistically possible.
Yeah.
And they had no idea what I was talking about. They said, what do you mean? Yeah. What is this statistically? What do you mean by that? And I said, so I repeated. I said, you don't even know what I'm talking about, do you? So I was so disgusted.
Your kid gets called up 4 times in a row?
Yeah. So the bottom line is, it, in my opinion, is about money. It's about money from the feds coming into the school system to get DNA samples and to, you know, begin getting more and more samples from these students and branding them and forever. And they said it's random and you're not, you know, it doesn't identify. Really? They really think that if you give a student a number and then that student pees in a cup and that student's number is 12, let's say, or 14 or 21, that they don't know who that student is? They absolutely positively do know that number 21 relates to, you know, a specific student. They absolutely know that because they call that student's, they call the number over, they call the students by name over the PA system. They know.
Yeah, absolutely. There's actually a book out there. It's quite a long book. I've just about finished reading it. But it got made on a film. If you searched on the internet, you could probably find a download of it somewhere. The book, which got made into actually a miniseries, is all about the corruption here in Melbourne and Victoria, going back over 100 years. And this film and book is a true story. The author was sued for libel, okay, and the case got thrown out. And you know that if a libel case gets thrown out, there's a pretty good chance that what the guy was saying was the truth, right? And this book is called, and the miniseries is called Power Without Glory. Okay, it's the story in the book. He's called John West. I believe in real life his name was George West, and he was a he was Melbourne's Al Capone in the first half of the last half of the 19th and first half of the 20th century. I think that everybody ought to go and read this book or watch the miniseries, okay, because basically it's outlining exactly everything you said about government corruption, felons getting elected to school boards, and government positions, and, you know, funding, finarkling, we would call it over here, which means messing around with funding and...
Hold that thought.
P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia. There's a link on the website, usapreparers.com, if you'd like to get in touch with her. Gwyneth, I wanted to share with you one other thing that we were talking about corruption at the school board level. And so I was at the school board meeting and, you know, watching these guys. And what I found out was parents don't show up. Mrs. Finelli and I were the only visitors during the school board meeting. And they were they decided they were going to open bids for propane, and they were going to buy like 30,000 gallons of propane for winter heating at that particular meeting. And the superintendent was at the head of the table. She said, "Oh, you know, I'm so sorry. I opened this bid by accident." And so it's open, but so she had these sealed envelopes. She had these sealed envelopes. And what she should have done was said, you know, we're going to have to rebid. We're going to have to rebid.
Yeah.
But because she opened the envelope by accident, so she said. So they continue to open, and I'm just watching this. I'm absolutely stunned. And so they're opening the envelopes that were remaining, and they were reading the bids. And there were like maybe five bids for this propane. And one of the bids... there were local bids, you know, like a guy in town had a company, and he was high in terms of cost. And the lowest cost was probably about 20% less than that. And that was from a larger propane company. It happened to be the same propane company that I selected. Why? Because all propane is the same, and I want to pay the least amount per gallon. Okay. So,
and I'll bet you
they
got the propane.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I said, I'll bet you somebody's buddy got the propane.
That's exactly what happened. And the company that was the least, the company that was the least expensive, the one that I used, had a form letter, and it said that the price per gallon is, and they filled in the amount plus any applicable taxes or any plus taxes if any. Okay, and they signed it. And so the school board's looking at this, and they say, "Well, geez, we don't know what the tax is, so we can't figure out how much the bid is." And I'm scratching my head. Schools are government organizations, okay? They don't pay tax.
Aren't they
governments
supposed to
don't
teach people how to add and do
volition
and stuff.
Well, here's what I did. So they're scratching their heads. Now one of the guys is a CPA, certified public accountant. He's on the school board. And he can't figure out how much the school would pay in taxes. I'm looking at this guy thinking, is this guy for real? So I said, "Look, if you guys don't know, I spoke up from
the laughing, but this is how things run on every scale in government, and it's total corruption. It absolutely is. I have heard this story a million times, probably not literally a million times, but, you know, like I said, I've just finished reading this book, Power Without Glory, and this is basically the plot of the whole book, once over again and over again and over again. This whole state of Victoria is run on lottery revenues, casino revenues, motor vehicle registrations, fines, and the government extorting money out of people so that they continue to live on their own freehold or allodial title land. That's the funding for the whole state. They don't have any, and GST, which is an extortionate payment on stuff that we have to buy anyway, minus food. They have a sales tax, but you're not allowed to tax food unless it's luxury food, but you try defining what luxury food is. So apparently they have a list, which is of course a bureaucrat's literal feast of defining what a essential health product is, defining what a food is. And I believe up until a few years ago that feminine hygiene products were not classed as an essential health product.
Well, that's easy to fix. That's easy to fix. Ladies, just
found out about that one, and then that one got fixed.
Well, it's easy. Yeah. It's easy to fix. Just if they're not necessities, just stop using them. Go to work and stop using them, and I think it'd be fixed by Friday.
But the thing is, it's the whole system is one vast extortion racket. And they have an ABN, which under the Australian Corporations Act makes them a corporation, which means they can't be a government because merger of state and corporate governments called fascism, and fascism is not allowed in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Under
let me tell you the rest.
Let
me tell you the rest of the story.
Yeah.
So
okay.
The CPA was trying to figure out. In my mind, I think he was trying to figure out how he could award this or vote to award this to his buddies in the local company. But, you know, I can't say that for sure, but I think that was the case.
Yeah.
And so they said that, well, we don't know how much the tax is. And so I spoke up and I said, hold it. You guys have internet all over the place, every single classroom. As a matter of fact, the next room over is the superintendent's office. Why don't you walk through this little hallway here, this doorway, and go in there and look it up, and you'll see.
Look it up.
Yeah, and they, wow, that's too complicated. And so they awarded the contract to the local guy because he's, you know, he's a local guy. I was so outraged that I right then and there started composing in my mind a letter to the newspaper, the local newspaper, and I delineated how much extra this was going to cost. And it got published. And do you know that the bid was canceled? The award of the bid was canceled to the guy they awarded it to, and it was awarded to the low-cost bidder, which was the same company that I used.
Yeah.
But I did, but I also...
speaking out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it saved him about $6,000.
If you do.
It saved about
$6,000. Sometimes someone's got to be the first penguin who jumps off the iceberg. You know?
Right.
And you know, there's, as a penguin, you know there's leopard seals prowling around and killer whales and all the rest of it. And you see all these penguins on the iceberg. And none of them wants to be the first one to jump in, but eventually someone has to and run the gauntlet and pull all the killer whales and leopard seals off. The rest of the flock can actually go out and eat.
Mm-hmm. Well, the bottom line is when you do these kinds of things, you don't make friends. However, what you do is you stand out.
Yeah.
And you get called all kinds of things. Like, so we are considered to be in the mob. My family, I guess I would be the head mob person in our family. And people are afraid of us. They're literally afraid of us.
Afraid.
Because they think, well, they're convinced. They're convinced that because I wear a gun, that if they cross us, it won't turn out all that well for them. That's what they believe.
You know what? The Italian surname probably doesn't help much either.
I'm sorry, one more time?
I'll say the Italian surname probably doesn't help much either.
Oh, no. See, they're convinced. They're convinced that because I'm from the East Coast, we have a long driveway. I drive a car with a trunk.
I'm sorry, I think that's the funniest thing in the world.
Well, I've been asked why I drive the particular car I drive, and I said, well, you can put two bodies in the trunk.
And you know something, having known so many genuine gangsters, you know, a gangster, far out. That's the funniest thing in the world for me.
Well,
I'm not a gangster either. You know something? When I went and made that statement I mentioned the last time to that policeman to complain about the cop that's been, you know, or the cartel of cops, actually, that's been giving me such a hard time around here, the investigating officer, the corruption investigator, said, listen, we've looked up your criminal record and we're astounded that there is, you have so little contact with the police.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's because I'm actually an honorable human being who does not want to go around harming my fellow humans. And he said, everything that you've got, traffic citations, driving unregistered vehicles, driving without a license, etc. And I said, well, that's because I believe that the freedom to travel is a fundamental human right. And it's in Article 13 of the United Nations International Declaration of Human Rights. I was going to say that, but he stopped me. He said, oh, it's all right, I know, whatever, you know. But that was, you know, he said, I can see where you're coming from. And I said, yes, I have the freedom to travel. It is well established as a fundamental inalienable. That means it can't be fined away. It can't be alienated, which literally means, you know, punished off of you. Okay, an alien is literally somebody who is subject to liens. Okay, alien, literally. That's its literal meaning. Okay, so if you are an alien in the nation, then technically you are subject to punishment, although that's not how things work in the US at the moment, I understand. But that's what it means. So an inalienable right like travel, okay, the freedom to travel, can't be fined away, can't be licensed, can't be regulated, can't be registered or whatever, okay? But they seek to enforce whatever laws are convenient for them at the moment to enforce, okay? And that is called corruption, because the law is the law is the law. It either all applies or none of it applies. And Jesus Christ himself said that. He said if you broke one point of the law, you broke every single one of them. That's what Jesus Christ said. Okay? So, and it goes back hundreds and hundreds of years to the Statute of Monopolies, which was 1612, that you couldn't have licenses and registrations. And anyone can look that up, you know? And in the US, they had their own parallel laws that Washington and the rest of them set up at the foundation of your country, where you could not have, it's called antitrust law.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid Monitor Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and if you'd like to get in touch with her, spell her name, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, last name I-S-A-A-C-S, and you can look her up on the internet. She's on Facebook. There's a link on page one of USAPrepares.com, and you can go right to page one, and you'll find Gwyneth Isaacs, and click on it. It'll take you right to the web information about her if you'd like to get in touch with her. Gwyneth, when I first moved to town about over 10 years ago, a town of 100 people, I decided to go to the county seat, and I wanted to meet the commissioners. And I found out that they had lunch together, and they'd meet twice a week. And this part-time job that they had, there were three of them, and they'd meet and they'd go to lunch together. And I asked if I could join them for lunch. So I met with them three times for lunch, and each of us paid our own way for lunch. I made sure of that. And they asked me a very interesting question. One of them, on the third meeting, I wanted to meet the president of the bank. I wanted to meet these guys. I wanted to see who's who in town. And so one of them, on the third luncheon, one of them leaned across the table at the restaurant, and he said, "Who are you?"
We can't, I was going to say, probably said, "Who are you?"
That's what he said. He said,
yeah.
"Who are you? We can't find anything out about you. Who are you?" And I said, he said, "We did a background check on you, and we can't find anything." And I looked at him very sternly across the table, leaned in toward him, and I said, "Not everyone is a criminal."
That's the truth. That's absolutely the truth. You know, and you know something? Not everyone wants to be involved in their stinking system that reeks to high heaven and turns innocent people into criminals and lets the guilty ones go free. I don't want to have anything to do with such a system. That's why I seceded. That's why I declared myself a princess. Okay? It's not some crazy thing that I woke up one morning and decided I was going to be a princess. I put years of research into this. I spoke with people. I drove, actually, hundreds of kilometers to speak to secessionist princes. Okay, or a particular secessionist prince in person in Australia here, okay, to get his take on why he did what he did, and that's Prince Leonard Casley, by the way. He lives in Western Australia, and he has the Principality of Hutt River, which is a station in Outback WA. And he seceded, and he declared himself a prince, his wife a princess, his kids are all princes and princesses, because the government had set up a apparently a communistic-type wheat quota on his property, which was absolutely impossible for him to comply with. Okay? Now, that the whole system is a big corporation, and under antitrust laws, you do not have to consent to contract with a corporation if you do not want to. Okay? So if you don't want to buy stuff from Walmart, you don't have to buy stuff from Walmart. You can go to the mum and dad store down the road. Okay? You don't have to contract with Walmart. You don't have to contract with Sam's Club or Macy's or whatever shop they have. I'm not sure if they still have Woolworths in the US. Okay.
Well, they used to. They
still have Woolworths here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, Barbara Hutton lived in Australia for quite some time, and she set up the Woolworths here. And coincidentally, her son. Her heir, I'm not sure if it was her son or someone else, ended up turning into a mass killer. He went crazy
Hold on for one second. Princess Gwyneth Isaacs, will you come back with us and talk about secession?
I will. Yes.
Next time you're on. Okay, we'll chat about that off the air and we'll get you scheduled. I'd love it.
Okay, thank
Princess
you very much.
Gwyneth
for that.
Isaacs. Yeah, thanks
so
much.
Have a lovely day.
You too.
Okay,
thanks
bye-bye.
For staying up late. Bye-bye. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brendan Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Repairs. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You're listening to GCN.